The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. It was way back in 1921 that the Competitions Committee of Britain's Autocycle Union decided to accept an invitation from the Belgian Motorcycling Federation to stage the TT races on a newly built 30-mile road circuit there at a place called Spa. The reasons given by the ACU's Competitions Committee for their decision were that the mountain circuit had been outgrown by increasingly powerful racing machines, and Spa would give them a chance to achieve higher speeds, so that moving the races to the continent would improve prospects for the export of British-built machines, and that not having to undertake the sea journey to the Isle of Man would encourage more rider and machine participation from countries other than Britain. There were also other things, and these involved complaints about the way the island hosted the races. There had been accusations that riders and race enthusiasts were being exploited by Manx hotels and boarding houses with inflated prices. Competitors themselves were also bitter that their machines and support vehicles had to have road licenses issued by the island's highways board and paid for. This was seen as adding to the already considerable cost of competing in the Isle of Man. There had also been criticism of what was known as Sad Sunday. No, not Mad Sunday, Sad Sunday. Under Manx law, the use of motor vehicles on the island's roads was banned outright on the Sunday before the races took place. The idea behind this was that noisy motorbikes would upset congregations at church services. Sunday was a different day back in 1921. But all was not yet lost for the Isle of Man. The decision of the ACU's Competitions Committee was not final. It had to be endorsed by the body's full general committee, and it was to be considered at a special meeting. This was where the island would have to fight to keep the TT, and fight it did. A deputation was put together representing Douglas Corporation and the Manx Motorcycle Club, not the Manx government for some reason, and this set off for 2 days of passionate argument at Leicester in October 1921. The deputation undertook to remedy complaints about the way things were done in the island. They would see that hotel tariffs were fixed at reasonable levels, the temporary vehicle licenses would be abolished, and efforts would be made to get rid of Sad Sunday. The most effective member of the delegation was the sole representative of the Manx Motorcycle Club. He was George John Archibald Brown, the colourful and outspoken editor of the Isle of Man Times, a TT enthusiast to his backbone. His main speech in the debate was made with tremendous vigour and absolute conviction. He declared that the TT was a great British event, and it should remain firmly on British soil. It is not too far of a supposition to say that George Brown's performance was the one which clinched the eventual outcome. I can say this because, while I worked for the Isle of Man Examiner, not the Isle of Man Times, I still knew just what the man was like. Formidable was just the word for it. Eventually the matter went to a vote, and the Isle of Man won the day by the remarkably large majority of 55-5. The TT was going to stay in the Isle of Man forever and ever, it seemed, and still does. Oh, just one more thing. Sad Sunday became Mad Sunday, and it still is. Whatever some people might think.